Day 12 or January the 12th. Time often needs help to be the great healer. Our thought today is rooted in Genesis chapter 33, verses 8 and 9. Esau asked, "What's the meaning of all these flocks and herds I met?" "To find favor in your eyes, my lord," he said. But Esau said, "I already have plenty, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." The big picture surrounding these verses. As Jacob travels south, angels of God visit him as a reminder of his promises made so long ago. As he continues his journey, he decides to send messengers to meet his brother Esau and give him some gifts in the hope that Esau's temper will have cooled by now. Jacob remembers his own cheating and devious behavior towards Esau, and he is desperately hoping Esau's memory is not filled with these terrible acts also, as his obviously still is. Jacob splits his family and flocks into two parts in the hope that if one is attacked, the other will escape. One night he wrestles with an angel who dislocates Jacob's hip as a permanent reminder of his duel with God. The following morning, Esau and 400 men are seen approaching Jacob's camp. Jacob quickly sends gifts. Esau rejects them because he is also a wealthy man now. The two brothers are reconciled, and so Esau sets out to return home, while Jacob continues his journey south. And now our action step for today. We see nothing but forgiveness in the actions of Esau when he meets up with his brother after many years of enforced separation. So often we witness that time is not the great healer we often say it is. Time can allow resentment and bitterness to creep in and destroy what could have been a healthy and fruitful relationship. So which brother reflects your attitude? Is it Jacob who remembers and makes plans for the worst, or Esau who has dealt with the problem years ago and then encourages his brother to do the same? Reconciliation always requires some initial movement from one side. So get ready to move.